Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Conscious Thought with Leo on BBS Radio Show. And I am your host, Magdalena Winkler. Oh, my God, I'm so kind of surprised because this is, folks, a totally live show. So, okay, and guess who I have here with me? I have our incredible guest, Lily Polisova from Earthlink. And welcome, Lily. Thank you. I'm so glad that you made it, that we can make it actually on the show.
Good evening, Magdalena and everybody else. And I want to welcome Magdalena here to Denver. We are in Denver, face to face, having the show. So this is a first for me as well. So I'm very excited to have this little talk with Magdalena. We had one a little while back, and it was a great talk. And now I'm excited to talk about 2015 and especially 2016. So,
yeah, Lily, I'm so excited. The reason why I'm actually excited, because this is my last show right now for 2015, and so we kind of wanted to, you know, a new idea, you know, to do the overview about 2015 and, you know, look into 2016. It was a perfect idea, so I'm so excited. So let's kind of dive into and, you know, check, you know, how did we go through the 2015. I'm sure, you know, a lot of people had a hard time, and we just wanted to kind of reflect on that.
2015 was for me personally, was a very interesting year, because from 2012, 2013, and most of 2014, I was, it was very personal for me. My life was very personal, and I only had myself. And recognizing and healing my own being, clearing the time track and clearing all the interferences out of my life. And then came 2014, and this is when I first time went public with what is going on energetic level and what's going on with timelines and what's happening here. And then in 2015, things changed. And right after New Year of 2015, I just had a feeling that we're all of a sudden was in revealing year, which I thought wasn't coming until 2017. But it showed up in 2015. And last year was interesting year, and it was a bit difficult year, I would say, because we had so much changes, energetic changes, on a planetary level, sort of on the collective level. And it was definitely a year of a lot of revealing. I know that maybe for some people, They haven't seen the bigger reveals, and they haven't figured out what it's all about. But for us, and for me personally, 2015 was a huge revealing year. It just revealed so much, revealed about our reality. It revealed what is happening on our planet, what is happening specifically with the collective humanity. Because we are experiencing two realities. We just talked about before the show that there's two realities happening here right now at this moment. And we're trying to figure it out and make a personal choice. What reality do we want to experience?
Well, really, what I recognize this year, I mean, I really recognize there were so many challenges, but somewhere around October, beginning of November, what I really became clear about that we were actually dealing with two energies. One energy was about seeking the truth, and the other side was, you know, dealing with a trickster. Okay? And it just blew my mind. And a lot of the time, it's just very hard for people to figure out, well, what is the truth and what is played on us, you know. So it's just, you know, people are losing to that.
Yes, because the illusion that we lived under, or the spell, there's so many different names for the reality that we were in, that we were not aware that we were in. We were maybe aware on the subconscious level a lot of times, but this past year, our awareness grew to the point to where we are aware now that there was a reality that was an illusion, or that was, you know, some people say it's the black magic reality. It is the artificial reality, or the artificial light reality that we were programmed to feed this reality. And so right now there's a new reality that is within. So to tune in into that reality, we have to only go within.
You know, when you were talking about the artificial, you know, reality and intelligence, I mean, this is, you know, coming right now a lot on the, if you follow the Facebook and, you know, the different groups. What I started to recognize that when we are dealing with the artificial reality, a lot of the time it is very much a mindset. And the mindset that we start to follow, it's almost look like a meme. And, you know, people are following, look like a flock of birds. And no wonder then we are, you know, creating that reality, because everybody's just following up to somebody else. They are not staying centered in themselves. And that is very much, you know, what I was experiencing, you know, in the last few months. It was just amazing.
Yes, because we have this sort of, how to say this, the program that's run through our head. It could be its religion, its culture, its country, its nationality. Every layer of our existence is breaking us down into these layers or pieces that are programmed into us from a very young age, in some cases, to be a certain way. And then when we are trained like that from a very young age, when we are trained from a very young age that what is within is bad, you know, this is what basically every religion tells us, that we as a human being, you are not good enough for anything. So you always need help, because you're nothing without that. And so what it does, it breaks us down and it creates the unconscious mind, which is fragmented memory and fragmented programs that keep us in that fragmented state of being, so that we never really tune in into ourselves. Because the number one thing that this reality is afraid of, the artificial reality, and all the magicians that create this reality, or the entities, or the energy that benefits from this reality, they work really hard at putting us into that state where we never in any of this external programs, we never go within. You know, anywhere you go, as soon as you go within, there is going to be something out there that's going to come and, you know, dangle something in front of your eyes, because number one thing that they're afraid of is our own power and our own internal self, because we are the creator. And so for them to manage us as the creators, this is why we have all this artificial mental reality, which is run through us through the unconscious mind. If we don't have a free flow from conscious to subconscious, there's a friction energy that creates this program.
I think, you know, I mean, I recognize, you know, being in the healing field for 20 plus years, I also recognize often is that when people were coming to me, you know, for whatever reason, and when we were talking, it was always, as you were saying, external. And when you start to kind of bring the awareness to the internal reality, they even don't know how to start. They are so not connected. So it takes gradually, you know, to just give them bits and pieces so they can connect the dots for themselves. And on the other side, on the collective level, what I'm also seeing is that, you know, all these frictions, you know, on the political level and stuff, it's also that actually even whole culture can hold, you know, old programming.
Oh, absolutely. And then on top of that, as the more we really were revealed in 2015, the more of the programs were revealed, the more of the tricks that was revealed, you know, I saw it, you probably saw it, there was so many sort of that program updates that happen and all this new trinkets that are dangled right in front of us. But you're absolutely right, going back to that process of self-healing and what does it take? It takes courage.
Oh, absolutely. And this is what we were trying to focus, actually, you know, even to 2015 into 2016, you know, our personal healing and, you know, then also the collective aspect.
So like you said, for some people, it's very difficult to build the
inside
because they are so out of touch with themselves right now.
Also, what is very difficult for people is that when you go inside, you will have to get in touch with your shadow. You have to get in touch with all those aspects. You don't want to deal with that.
And that's the thing. That's the first thing why people will come up with any kind of excuse to go around, find somebody else to blame, you know, and be the victim.
Absolutely.
I don't know what it is about that, but people just have the most difficult time stepping out of the victim mentality. I don't know if it's convenient or...
It's very convenient. Very convenient. I mean,
because then you always want somebody to blame. But going back within, it takes courage because you got to first and foremost, you have to face your own programming. You got to face your own darkness. You gotta face it all.
Not just that, you have to listen what you are saying. You know, you have to be your own detective. You know, what every thought, we're talking about our intentions, you know, and what we are saying, because a lot of the time people are just talking on the autopilot because it's just so convenient. That's how they are used to, you know, and it's all of a sudden when you bring that awareness, okay, whoa, did I say that? Try to record yourself. It's amazing. You would be surprised what you may say.
And that shadow work is difficult. It's not easy. You know, I shared this before, but I've done my own shadow work for 2 years.
And I am doing it for 20
brutal.
Years.
It's brutal because you got to face your darkest, darkest corners.
Another thing for me, what is
new that it takes responsibility.
Yes, and you know what is also important is because these programming are not just from yesterday or maybe 2 years ago. They are, you know, ages and ages or maybe lifetimes and lifetimes. I mean, you guys were talking about the HK, you know, all these programs.
Yeah, I think I said this before with you. For me, it's been 10 million years of programs. And artificial reality, you know, being in artificial reality. So here I am in this lifetime, and I say this a lot lately, I am the most excited about this lifetime. I love this lifetime because I finally can go within.
Mm-hmm.
Finally, I can find myself. Because I've been dealing with this for 10 million years. I've been lost for 10 million years.
And I think we didn't have a chance, actually, maybe in the past so much to, you know, to reveal because the different era, and we didn't have this opportunity to express ourselves the way we are having an opportunity to express ourselves in this life.
Yes, yes. And this is why this lifetime is so special to me, because also, I mean, thinking this with the planet. And so our planet is going through tremendous changes right now. And going through these changes and being here and experiencing this changing and experiencing that collective awakening that is happening right now. Not the artificial awakening that we had a few years back, maybe 2007 and 2009, people say that. For a lot of people, it was a bit artificial awakening. But right now, and this is Princess in 2016, it is a real awakening. It is awakening to a live planet that we're on. It's awakening to you as a living being, as a living creator of reality. That's what it is for us. To be here in this time, experiencing collective humanity truly awakening and experiencing this planet taking control and taking herself into a place where there's harmony, because this is eventually where we need to end up if we wanted to be on this planet and if we wanted to keep on experiencing light reality or experiencing spiritual growth. We need to recognize that we can only do this on the planet here as a human being in a human body, and we have to find that harmony and we have to find our own creator within.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I think in the past what I recognized, Lily, that all this processing what was happening, it was a lot of them just on the mental level. And the reason why I'm saying just on the mental level is that a lot of the time people are, when they are becoming aware, they're talking about we are not still connected, you know, between the outside and the inside, and then from heart, on the mind to the heart, you know, the missing connection. So, you know, that finally, you know, we are going around processing on the deeper level and, you know, help to connect actually our intellectual mind and the heart, because unless we open our hearts, we can not process, because that is the depth of our beingness. That's my experience is. You know, really, truly dig into your heart. You know, because a lot of time, you know, when people are doing processing, you know, intellectually, it's just not the same as when you're coming from your emotional aspect.
Yes, because what we get mentally is we get the knowledge. It is just a collection of knowledge. Most of the time, it's not ours. It doesn't have a life feel to it. When you learn something, or when you learn about a spiritual teaching or religious or anything, it is not yours.
It's just learned.
So to you, it's something that's dead. It's somebody else's experience. That's not your experience. But for me and for us right now, right here, we have the ability and capability and support from our planet to go within and open the door, and it takes courage to open the door into within, and then all of that you might have learned, any kind of religion, any kind of spiritual teaching or anything, what we have a chance right now and what we are doing, most of us and people that listen to the show, what we are doing is we're going within.
Exactly.
And we are actually not learning about what it is to be earthly. We are not learning what it is to be a creator, to be a human soul. We are not learning about it.
Mm-hmm.
So this is not about learning something, or this is not something new. This earth timeline is for us to experience our own creator with it.
And you know what I also experienced, you know, for my own personal life, and I was going, you know, 92, 93, 94, 95, I was going through tremendous, you know, life-changing situations. What I also recognized that at the time, I was so put in a situation and I was so challenged that it was not just a mental, you know, situation. It really put me into the depth of my soul that I had to really dig into. And I also recognize that sometimes when everything is going kind of, you know, smooth or hunky-dory, you are not actually maybe pushed so deep or you are not pushed to the challenge. And that may be the reason, you know, we are experiencing all this challenges, actually, even though it may be a very painful situation for 2015, especially, but on the some level, this is actually giving us this depth that we can go deep into our hearts on the whole different level.
Yes, a lot of times, and I said this before, that sometimes that blissful feeling that we get is just a lot of times it felt like it was numbing as well. Because it numbs you or blocks you from really going within. You're just sort of nowhere. You're in the middle. You know, you don't know yourself. You're not within.
But and also, you, it pushes you to a change.
And when you have the challenges, you know, then things get a lot more clear. Yes, it's hard. It's not easy. It is very difficult, especially for us, since we've been programmed to have so much fear. Everything in our culture, in our religion, on every level, I mean, school, you know, your neighbors, everybody's projecting fear on you. And so, and that fear eventually turns for us, because the way we internalize fear is then we're afraid of our own self. Because somewhere on a deep level, we understand that we are the creators. It might be the unconscious mind, and we understand that somehow we are still creating this reality, because the human soul, the human part of us, still has that connection to the creator. And somewhere on that very deep level, we understand that we do create that reality. And so when we have all this fear projected on us, we take it in and we process this in the way to where we are afraid,
you know what is so beautiful?
Of what we're going to create.
You know what is so beautiful? This is amazing to have a live show, just to see you and have this connection. You know what I just felt? As you were talking about, that's the organic energy. That's the organic energy. And when we are processing on the mental level, that's the artificial energy.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, you know, I just all of a sudden, you know, a whole different connection. So, folks, you know, just to kind of, you know, point out this whole challenge of what we were experiencing, you know, in 2015, I think there is a huge lesson in that to connect on the much deeper level, Lily, don't you think?
Yes, and keep on pushing inward. Push through the darkness. Push through the our own darkness. And we gotta push within. And then we have to express, and once we know what it is within, once you feel that spark of all there is, because you have all there is within. All there is always within. I mean, even the religions, older religions, and there's a lot of teachings on the planet. And even though we were just talking about this, and even though all of the teachings that were manipulated and all of that stuff, there is some real stuff underneath that. But you can't learn that through just digging through everything that has to do with that specific religion to find that which is real truth underneath. What you can do right now is just, you can go through your own darkness, process that, wake yourself up, wake your spirit up, and then once you experience something, then we can go, oh, I remember I read this in Buddhist religion. They talk about that, but I had no clue what they were talking about until you experience it. And everything, if we one of those people that think that, well, that religion or that had some reality or some real truth in it, right now, all of us, we have that within. So instead of reading about that, we can try to experience it.
Yeah,
but
you know,
we don't try. We actually have to experience it.
Absolutely.
If we want to move anywhere forward, if we want to move forward with our healing, if we want to move forward into collective level of healing, we cannot do it through any kind of external teaching. We have to do it from within.
Well, and this is why, you remember a long time ago, you guys were talking about, you know, when you were talking about holographic kinetic, in order to have a healing, you have to give up all the belief system. You know?
Yes.
So, and I think that's the biggest issue what people are facing. It's very difficult to give up a belief system because the longer you're holding a belief system, you feel somehow secure.
Yes.
Okay? And when you have to give up all the belief system, it's all of a sudden it's like you're floating and you
yes.
don't have the security.
Because a lot of us, for us, you know, we build those boxes and we got comfortable. We know exactly what to expect within that box. And we don't, and if we choose to step out of the box, step out of the belief system, this is the biggest thing. It's unknown reality. It's unknown. With religion or with belief system, you know exactly what to expect. You're just little nobody, and that's it. And you're in that little box. But stepping out of that box, the reality and your future and everything is becoming unknown to you. So,
and that's creating
fear.
Fear
of unknown is the biggest fear. It's the foundation for all the fears because fear of unknown. But the thing is, if you go into your inner self, there is a knowing there. That's why you have to develop that self-trust, because we actually hold all the knowledge within. Because it's a human being, and the way our mind is, we do have a connection to a cosmic mind. It had been interfered with a lot. And so we, you know, we don't have to talk about that. There's a lot of times we talked about that before. That severely interfered with our connection to cosmic mind. But this is why I keep saying that to connect into Earth and connecting to yourself, you can regain that connection to cosmic mind because it is within you. We carry that. If we can carry a memory, if I can carry a memory from 10 million years ago and a very clear memory, then we can connect to all the cause to go into.
Yeah, but that's exactly, you know, but in order to do that, we have to first penetrate, you know, our core, to get to our own core. By releasing, you know, all the belief system and everything what is holding us back. Because I've had actually a few experiences that, you know, you are holding this certain belief system and all of a sudden you have this word and this word just break you through to the barrier of your mind. You're in a whole different territory. Oh, my God. So we have to actually become conscious about the word and action, how they are actually also programming us on the energy level. And the more we can actually open up to you know, to free ourselves, if you want to call it, the more we can actually connect to the much, 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 much deeper energies.
Yes. It opens up that connection to a subconscious
exactly.
or a collective human mind. And so what happens is you just know. You just know. every pore of your body, the knowing of who you are. And the most thing, and I'm just going to share with you, that one thing that personally for me was the biggest is when I recognized my own humanity, when I recognized the human part of me, because it was the most beautiful part of myself. Because for years, I was trying to be something else, but not human. Be, you know, be a God's child, you know, in religion, or be, you know, or being a vessel for something else that is greater than me. And when I finally recognized that I am the most amazing person when I am just a human being. And saying that I'm just a human being, but the way it felt, it was like, wow, I am a human being. You want to scream to the whole world, I'm a human being, because you understand that your best qualities, the compassion that we have, that the love that we can express.
Hold on, that's exactly
human quality.
The universal energy needs you and every other human being. It needs us to express itself.
Yes. Yes. How can love be expressed? I mean, human beings are the most powerful, the most broad spectrum of love expression.
Exactly.
Source love.
Exactly.
I'm not talking about artificial love or that which created through mental body. I'm talking about the purest of the purest source frequency that is all, that before anything else, when there is just that source energy, which is everything. So we, in our human body, in being a human being, we have this gift. Why we call it sometimes, in spiritual people sometimes call it a spiritual gift, because it's a gift from our spirit. And our spirit, our impersonal spirit, is a gift from this planet. So it is a spiritual gift to be a human being and to have a human soul.
You know, really, what I recognized a while ago is that it was so upsetting, actually, to me, that people are worshiping so much the technology and many other things, and they are least worshiping another human being or themselves.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing to me.
I know. It is, Kato. You just sometimes look, and you know, I used to feel so sorry for people, because you would look at somebody who's beating themselves up for nothing, and you just recognize the humanity within them, and you say, wow, if only this human being could recognize themselves within themselves, if they can only just for a second recognize their own beauty, their own greatness. I've seen so much people belittling themselves.
That's exactly what I'm talking about. That's exactly what I'm talking about.
That's the program. That's the program. That's the belief system. And you know, yes, there is a game, like we talked about this before the show. There is a belief that you got to have. But
Lily, because we've been so programmed, it's so much. I mean, to me, what is amazing is that the human mind is so toxic. We have so much negativity in our mind that we can actually even not penetrate our heart for just a little bit of goodness, for the spark of goodness. I think that's where we would have to start, actually, you know, to finally get to clear the human mind, because we are under overload, information overload.
Oh, yeah. And right now, because what's happening, that energy is changing. Just a few weeks ago,
mm-hmm.
it's more of a sort of a feeling of that connection to the planet gets a little bit deeper. But I also watch those that are running the program, or as I call the artificial souls, that are fully embedded into the artificial system and artificial reality. So to them, it's scary because it's almost like they're becoming naked and revealed for what they are. And they have so much fear to show their true self to humanity. So to know a lot of people, you know, starting to create all these problems and I'm this, you that, you know, and it's like, wow, with this sort of this motherly energy that's coming from the planet, those people that are not tuned inwards, that don't feel the connection to themselves, they have no idea. They just feel like they have to protect themselves.
Well, this is why I'm saying, really, we have to monitor our thoughts, what we are saying. Mm-hmm. You have to be conscious constantly. I mean, you know, as I was flying here yesterday, I had a pretty interesting experience, is that, you know, when I was flying, you know, we had a pretty bumpy, you know, kind of flight, and I decided, okay, just kind of keep the energy, and maybe 30 seconds later, all of a sudden, we have the smooth flight. And then, you know, I kind of relaxed, and then all of a sudden, my mind then kind of yakari yada, all of a sudden, again, bumpy, and I said, wait a minute, and so I started to connect my own personal thoughts and how I was attracting the energy. You know, now you can, you know, laugh about, you know, is it true or not? It doesn't matter. This is our experience. And I realized this is exactly how we have to do in life, too. You have to constantly watch, oh, you monitor your own thoughts.
Yes, because the external reality will reflect your inner thoughts. And so that's why we talked about this a lot, and we're going to keep on talking about it through probably the whole next year.
Well,
we need to recognize that we are the creators of our external reality. And so, and right now, like what you were saying, we see this so much more faster because.
Exactly. And what is that?
It's an instant. Your external reality reflects your internal instantaneously.
Absolutely. It was just amazing. I mean, I was doing this before when I was doing, you know, flying to Europe, but it took like again, and they were telling us, you know, that the ride would be bumpy. But in a moment, I started to kind of hold the energy. All of a sudden, the flight became more smooth. It looked like, wow. So, you know, so really what I would like to do is, because, you know, the time is getting shorter, I would really like to actually kind of touch into, you know, what do you see or what would you, you know, have this sensation about 2016?
Yeah, I think if we thought that 2015 was interesting, I think 2016 is going to be a lot more interesting. I can't really see the exact events that might take place, but I can feel where the collective energy sort of flows. And it just sometimes, you know, you just know the direction it's going, so you know where it's going to end up, where the train is going, you know. This is kind of how, when you feel the energy, you know that the train is going from, took off from point A, which is this kind of energy, and you know where it's going to end up at point B, so that's what I'm talking about. Where are we going to end up? What's point B here with the energy that's been sort of in the movement in 2016? 2016, I feel like we're going to have really big reveals. Really big ones. And it all will have to do with more collective, because I think we're stepping in into collective levels. And this real awakening is going to happen. And as my friend here in Denver, Doris, likes to say, that it's in millions. The next step is in millions. People have to wake up to the reality. If they don't, then it's sort of, when we move into collective levels, what is happening is the people that are have not done their personal healing, they're going to experience a lot of sort of chaos that seems to be outside of themselves.
Exactly.
And they'll be experiencing that chaos, even on the collective level. So we're going to have, this is an election year in America. So in America, it's going to be funny and revealing, and there's a lot of things that will come up sort of to the surface that that people, you know, would be so surprised. I feel like there's this energy that is coming out from the planet. It is revealing energy. So it's gonna reveal things that are hidden. A lot of hidden things will be revealed. As for what is happening with the spiritual community, that is also very interesting because I already see this. Everyone who is out there in alternative media that is not working with integrity of their spirit, if they're still running the mental program, they'll be hitting a lot of walls.
Yeah, I have to kind of answer this one thing. It's still kind of funny because a few days ago I was reading somebody who is pretty famous in the spiritual community, and I was listening maybe for 10 seconds, and I said, oh, my God, it's a dead energy.
Yes.
I said,
In this year, this is what we're going to be so easily recognized is the dead light energy. It's the inorganic consciousness. It's that, you know, it's because that, the difference is getting deeper and deeper and deeper. You know, you can't really hide that dead energy anymore. You know, you can't hide it with a smile. You can't hide it with a beautiful word. It doesn't because we are so tuned in. And this is something that, you know, we've talked about with you even, you know, that some of us, we had this when we were children. You know, that recognition of energy and energetic signature behind everything. And
exactly.
I talked about that, you know, the language itself. Right now, you know, I can talk, you know, and we can, you can, somebody else can talk. But what I hear and what I perceive is everything that's behind you.
When you're listening to somebody, that what they're saying doesn't match what you feel.
Exactly. And then you feel a whole different story. It's just amazing to find. So this is going to become harder to do for a lot of people in 2016 is lie. Because like we talk about how you can control the energy and you understand that your external reality. So for people that are going to be willingly lying in spiritual communities to get, let's say, whatever profit or more people or people to buy their book or whatever, and they would, you know, do this lies, what happens is they'll get instant karma as well. Because as you put lies or some kind of misleading information,
deception.
That deception
comes back.
Is going to mirror itself right away, almost instantly in some cases, at you. And then, you know, it already been happening in 2015. And then people look at their own deceptive reflection and living it because it's instant karma almost. And this is one of the things that has to do with the natural law here that we know very little about, but we all feel it. There's a natural law. Right, law of nature, and this is what's been violated by this inorganic reality. So, once that, and the more planet is awakened, the more collective humanity is awakened, what happens is this felt or inorganic or fiction, you know, reality will instantly
show up.
Natural law karma.
Mm-hmm.
Because the magic stuff, it doesn't work anymore because the planet is awake. So it holds I mean, it hasn't been fully manifested yet, but this is where we're going. We can't go any other way. We have to go back to the natural law for us to understand this reality and to step into organic reality. We have to understand that we've got to go back to the law of nature or the natural.
And also, Lily, you know, from the healing aspect, a lot of our time, you cannot heal anything unless you are actually facing or revealing you to yourself what is really going on. And I think this is happening also in the world, that people, in order to change something, or if you're dealing with a problem, you really have to face it, period. You know, otherwise you cannot not bring any healing, or we can go further into deception.
To step into organic or sunlight, you have to open the door into within, and you're the only one who has that key. So if you want to knock through that door, you got to walk through the door and within, going within.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, like I said to you, you know, we were talking from the beginning that, you know, to do that, it takes a courage.
A lot of courage.
You know, you know, we were also talking about the intention.
Yeah.
That's another thing what is hugely important, actually, I think, as we are going forward, is that, you know, what is our intention? What do we want to see? What do we want to work on it? Or not do anything, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that will actually, you know, be very interesting to see the reflection, what will happen, you know, as we go forward.
Yes, and I do feel like we, in 2062, we're going to start to put together in the collective level. Be in a small group, you know. Your listeners here, a small group, you know, a group on Facebook or whatever. But we're going to have to start figuring out what it is that we do want to create. What reality do we want to create? Because we're going to keep on having all this bombardment wanted to discourage us, because there's a lot of beings that are counting on humanity to have right again.
Yeah, and we have to also watch for the deception even from that side.
Yes.
You know, that, you know, they can actually present the nice side and whatever, and not recognizing, you know, humanity has to really watch the deceptive side and behind, because what I actually experienced in maybe our last year or two, that, you know, when people are saying, well, forgive. And I said to my saying is, I'm done with forgiveness. I'm sorry. Because what happens, you know, if somebody, you know, you forgive one person once or twice or maybe three times, but that's too much. Because that means is that every time you forgive, oh, they say, oh, okay, well, you know, she's fine with it. I can, you know, get away by the next time. And we have to watch us as humanity. The same thing is that look like, you know, we've been deceived and lied and all this misinformation. We have to kind of stop, put down it and say, no, no more.
The process of forgiveness has been very twisted.
Thank you. Thank you for the support. Thanks, Lily.
Because forgiveness, the process of forgiveness, is, let's say, for me to forgive you, is the process is when you take responsibility for your action, take responsibility
Absolutely.
For your action, then you, if you, once you take the responsibility, you don't need
a forgiveness.
Forgiveness.
Thank you. Exactly. And I think that is huge.
If people, I hold the grudge and I feel that energy of being upset with what you did, I feel that within my own being. And me, as a spiritually aware person, I am not going to hold that, because I'm holding this nastiness within my field. I will never hold that. So you can say that an aware and a spiritual person will not have the need to forgive anybody, because they don't hold that energy within them. They release that energy, but don't take that on. That the biggest forgiveness in the process of forgiveness is not for those that are victims to give. It's not. The process of forgiveness is those that have done wrong to recognize that and take
absolutely. Full on.
It has nothing to do with us or humanity given, you know, deception or that. It's not humanity's responsibility to forgive. It's the people that have done wrong.
You know, honestly, I'm actually sick and tired that, you know, the humanity is getting kind of blamed for so many things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's like, oh, yeah, you're this. And that. No, stop it. And we, as a humanity, we may have to kind of learn and put the foot down as we are done.
Yeah.
Don't blame me. I mean, we all have, you know, to dance, to think, or you need two people.
Yeah.
You know, and the same thing what we are dealing here is that, you know, in order to bring anything to the healing or to change, both sides have to take 100% responsibility here. It's not just constantly always the people. Because people, come on, wake up.
Yeah, how many times do we go, wake up!
Yeah.
And sometimes you want to just smack somebody in the face, you know? And I've done some smacking.
You know, I always
on the videos.
Nice.
Yes. Because the thing is, when we personally accept somebody else violating our own spirit, when we allow somebody else to violate our own spirit, violate our life force, violate our love, when we allow that, we're also responsible for that because we're allowing projection of that violation of our own spirit to accept it. There is no accepting of that because you're only awake and aware and you're only in your inner power when you yourself don't violate your spirit. When you don't allow and don't expect anybody else
to violate. Absolutely. And you know what I love, and Steve says from the holographic kinetic, when he says, you know, the 3D is a human reality. And everybody who is here has to play, you know, those roles.
Yes.
Or obey those roles.
Yes.
And,
so and we're here on the planet, so again, that brings us back to the law of nature. And you don't need to learn about it. What you need to do is go within, experience the reality from within out, and you will automatically know what's the law of nature, what's the natural law, and you became the creator.
You know, Lily, we have inside ourselves, we have this, you know, a nature wisdom. We just have to kind of actually get it connected again to that. So we are coming actually to the end. We have a few more minutes, but this is what I would like you to come up. So what should be the buzzword actually for 2016? What do you think?
Source love.
Okay.
The purest of the pure.
But also we have to open ourselves to receive that.
It's already within. So if people are too afraid to go within,
yeah, but
will
if
not
we are not open, Lily, we have to open ourselves to receive that. So that's maybe our human responsibility.
Yes. Yes, to open ourselves up. And this is why I was saying that we need to start creating. We already, you have to express
that love. And as soon as you feel that surface, yes. Awesome. Lily, we have to close. I'm so excited. It was pretty awesome. And thank you so much. And everybody, happy 2016. And
happy 2016. We didn't talk much about it, but.
And happy holidays. Good night, everybody. And Lily, thank you.
Thank you, Elena. Good night, everybody.
Night.